Hello, Awe Island parents. We'd like to tell you about an amazing podcast that lots of parents, educators, and homeschool families on Awe Island love. It's called Who Smarted? Who Smarted is a fast-paced, short-format podcast that uses humor, storytelling, and interactive games to help teach kids amazing fun facts and answer cool questions about lots of topics. At 12 minutes long, Who Smarted episodes are perfect for kid-sized attention spans, too. With three new episodes every week and a free activity newsletter, Who Smarted has tons of fun and education for every kid, and opportunities for them to discover new ways to explore their curiosity. Our kids on Awe Island love listening to Who Smarted podcast, and think your kids will, too. You can find Who Smarted on your favorite podcast player, or visit whosmarted.com.
Hello, Awe Island friends. Did you know that our Patreon memberships include access to the whole Awe Island library? Plus, you'll get an exclusive extra episode every week. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island to become a member. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you as your soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Well, Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Hat Adventure. Halima Hat nestled cozily in her spot on her favorite shelf. The little yellow rain hat lived with her little girl, Brittany, and usually stayed in Brittany's bedroom when she wasn't being worn on Brittany's head. Brittany was generally supposed to put Halima away in the bedroom closet, but sometimes she was in a hurry and put Halima in the drawer full of gloves, or hung Halima on the hook on the back of the bedroom door. One time, Brittany put Halima away in the hall closet with Alma raincoat and the winter coats. That had been an interesting day for the little rain hat, and she had enjoyed chatting with Alma. But usually, Halima was happy to stay in her cozy top shelf in Brittany's bedroom closet, and that's where she was today. The top shelf was Halima's favorite place because she could look down and see everything below her, and because it kept her near the roof of the house. Being near the roof helped Halima hear if it was raining outside. And if it was raining, Halima knew there was a chance that she could go outside and help protect Brittany's hair from wind and rain. And today, it was indeed raining. Halima could hear the rain pounding on the roof above her. The sound made her smile. She liked the rhythmic drip, drip, dripping sound in any case, but she smiled extra happily because she knew she was going to go outside in the rain today. She had heard Brittany and her dad talking about it. They were going to walk to Grammy's house. Brittany's grandmother lived a few streets away, and Brittany and her dad were going to bring her some cookies. Halima felt pleasantly excited. She loved the rain, and she loved her job of protecting Brittany's hair. Brittany and her dad both had beautiful hair that they wore in braids. And Halima felt it was an important job to protect such intricate braids. After a little while, Brittany came bounding into the bedroom. She climbed onto the little step stool in the closet and reached up to the top shelf, grabbing Halima by one edge of her bright yellow brim. Carrying Halima in one hand, Brittany hurried into the hallway, where she put on her rain boots and popped Halima on her head. Then Brittany took Alma raincoat off the coat rack and began putting her arms in Alma's sleeves. That's when Brittany noticed something. "Uh-oh, Daddy," Brittany called out. "What is it, sweetheart?" Brittany's dad asked. "Alma is missing a button," Brittany said. Halima stayed on Brittany's head as Brittany and her dad took Alma into the kitchen. Halima watched curiously as Brittany selected a new button from a box and her dad sewed the button onto Alma. Halima didn't have any buttons herself. She wondered what it would feel like to have buttons sewn on. Alma was giggling a little, so Halima assumed it tickled. Buttons were pretty, Halima thought to herself, but honestly, she was kind of glad she didn't have any. It seemed like a bother to have them fall off and then need them sewn on again. Fortunately, it didn't take too much time for Brittany's dad to sew a new button on Alma, and soon they were out the door and in the rain. Drip, drip, drip. Halima loved the feeling and the sound of the raindrops falling on top of her. And she felt proud to be protecting Brittany's head from the rain. The wind was blowing hard, too. Halima liked the wind. It felt exciting. There was always a risk that she would blow off Brittany's head, and that had happened once or twice. But when it did, Brittany just picked Halima up off the ground and put the little hat back on her head. So Halima wasn't worried about the wind. But just then, Halima felt herself lifting off from Brittany's head. She was flying through the air. An enormous gust of wind had blown Halima right off Brittany's head. Brittany tried to grab Halima, but the wind was too powerful. Halima found herself scuttling away down the sidewalk. Halima saw Brittany's dad trying to chase after her, but he couldn't catch her in time. Halima bounced from the sidewalk onto a neighbor's lawn. She felt that the grass was very wet below her. But she only touched the grass briefly before the wind again pushed her away. This time, she bounced between some trees on another neighbor's property. The wind continued blowing her through trees and bushes until finally, Halima found herself caught in the branches of a tall bush. She was wedged so firmly between the leaves and branches of the bush that now the wind could no longer move her. Halima took a deep dragon breath in and out. To calm herself. She wasn't scared, but it had been a strange feeling to be blowing around the neighborhood. Now she took stock of her surroundings. The first thing she noticed was a wonderful scent. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Partly to calm herself, and partly to enjoy the beautiful perfume. Where was it coming from? Halima took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Then she observed that the bush she was stuck in had big, green, heart-shaped leaves and enormous purple flowers, all dripping with raindrops. This was a lilac bush, Halima concluded. Brittany and her dad had talked about lilacs before. Suddenly, Halima heard a voice. Hi, the voice said. Hi, said Halima cautiously. I'm Lalita Lilac, the lilac bush said. I guess you came here by accident, she asked. Yes, replied Halima. I'm sorry to disturb you. The wind blew me here. I'm Halima Hat, by the way. I'm a rain hat. See how I'm made of waterproof fabric? Anyway, I was trying to do my job of protecting my little girl's hair, but the wind blew me right off her head. Lalita laughed. My goodness, that's quite an adventure. But don't worry. As soon as the rain stops, someone will see you and bring you back. As you can see, I'm covered with flowers right now, and everyone is always looking at me. So they'll notice you right away, with you being bright yellow and all. Oh, thank you, exclaimed Halima. That's good to know. And I have my little girl's name written on my inside, so whoever sees me can bring me back to her. What a smart idea, said Lalita. And you see, the rain is already getting lighter, and the wind is going away. And look, there's a rainbow. Sure enough, the sun was peeking from behind the clouds, and a rainbow had appeared in the sky. It was very beautiful, and Halima and Lalita enjoyed looking at it as they chatted for a while. Lalita had never met a hat before, and Halima had never met a lilac bush, so they were very curious to learn about each other's experiences. Lalita explained that this was her first year blooming, and she had been very excited to see her own brand new purple blooms. I noticed a really beautiful smell when I landed on your branches, Halima said. Yes, those are my flowers, said Lalita proudly. Lilac blooms are very fragrant. They certainly are, agreed Halima. Lalita was very curious to know what it was like to live in a human's house. So she asked Halima about it. She explained to Halima by saying, I know someday some of my humans may cut some of my flowers to put them in the house, so I'd like to know what to expect. Well, houses are very nice, said Halima. I think your flowers will like being inside. It's a little strange not to experience the elements so strongly, though. Inside the house, the temperature is more controlled, and it doesn't rain inside, of course. And there's not much sun, unless you stay near a window. But probably your flowers would be near windows more than me. I mostly stay in closets and drawers where it's cozy and dark. Lalita thought this was very interesting. The hat and the bush talked a long time. Eventually, the rain stopped completely and the sun came out. The hat and the bush talked some more until the sun started to set. As the sky turned a beautiful orange, Halima heard people talking. The voices sounded familiar. Listen, Halima said to Lalita. Just then, Brittany, her dad, and a strange human came around the side of the house. That's my little girl, and that's her dad, Halima said to Lalita. I see, Lalita replied. And that third person is the house's owner, she explained. Just then, Brittany spotted Halima's bright yellow fabric sticking out of the bush. There's my hat, Daddy, she exclaimed. The little girl ran toward the lilac bush and picked Halima out of the branches. Then she bounced back to her dad and the other human. She showed the owner of the house the inside of her hat. See, she said, that's my name inside. Thank you for putting this lilac bush right here in your yard. your lilac saved my hat." The owner of the house laughed. "You are so welcome. I'm glad my lilac helped you find your hat." Brittany's dad shook the owner's hand, and Brittany and her dad started to leave the yard. But before they left, Halima called out to Lalita. "Thank you, Lalita. It was so lovely to meet you and chat with you." "Thank you too, Halima," called Lalita. "I hope we meet again someday." Brittany put Halima on her head, even though it wasn't raining anymore. Brittany was just so happy to have her hat back. Brittany, Halima, and Brittany's dad walked home. When they arrived home, Brittany carefully put Halima back upon the top shelf of the closet. "You had an adventure, my little hat," Brittany said. "I'm so glad I found you." Brittany closed the closet door, and Halima gave a sigh of relief. It had been wonderful to meet Lalita and have an adventure, but now Halima was tired and happy to be home. Halima yawned as she snuggled on her shelf. She stretched. Then she smiled as she thought about all she had to be grateful for. She was grateful to be home on her cozy shelf again. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. She was grateful that Brittany had found her so quickly. Halima took another deep dragon breath in and out. And most of all, Halima was grateful that the wind had blown her away, because otherwise she would never have met lovely Lalita Lilac. Halima closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and relaxed. She took one final deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Halima fell asleep, dreaming of chatting with her new friend Lalita while they breathed in the beautiful scent of lilac flowers. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.